What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast me and Goose do every single week, and we talk about pretty much all things, but everything we talk about is going to be coming from what you see.
Yep.
Two black men, we fathers, we have children. Because we fathers, we have children. And because we have children, we have fathers. We have wives, all right? We have nieces, nephews, mamas, daddies, or had. And it's going to be coming from our point of view, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you're going to get it. You're going to get the real, the raw, the uncut right here, hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Damn right.
Anyway, we usually kick this podcast off every week with getting something off our chest.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think. You got anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, man, I got
something. Yes, go ahead, Goose.
Mine is, okay, the trash cans from the city or whatever. Why don't they replace these trash cans?
You got to call them.
You got to call them, okay.
You go, that's crazy.
My
go
trash
ahead.
Can lid is like mangled. The wheels are tore up. Trash, a hole is at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And those trash cans are thick. I don't even know how this hole got there.
I'm going to talk about it. Keep going.
It seems like they would have these things on like a routine. Like, okay, every year we're going to go to this address and just grab and replace. Why would they do that? I'm about to call. But the trash cans not being maintained is getting on my nerves. And, damn it. You dog walkers keep putting your in my trash can. Me and my baby out there playing, and I'm like, what is that smell?
Again? They still getting you.
They still getting me, man. I'm getting me a paintball gun, and I'm sitting out there. And when I see your butt, I'm going to turn that paintball gun up as much as I can, and I'm going to fire off on your dog. I'm going to light your ass up. Matter of fact,
dog go home pink and blue.
Matter of fact, did I tell you about the guy walking his dog across the street, and then he put his in my neighbor's across the street
trash
can?
You didn't tell me about that.
Oh man, your boy felt like the homeowners, the neighborhood association president. I'm out there cleaning out the garage.
Why we clean out the garages, men, so much?
Man, it be cluttered. You just be like, garage. Why is this over here? Yeah.
Every weekend, I just be sweeping my garage floor. That's a daddy thing. Go ahead, man.
You just want to stay moving. But anyway, dude walking by, and he stutter stepped, right?
Mm-hmm.
He checked the scene to make sure nobody was around, walks halfway up the driveway, opens the lid, throws the dog poop away in the thing. So I'm sitting, I saw it, and I was like, don't say nothing. Because I'm thinking about my wife, and she was like, you always got to say, you going to call a problem?
Yeah.
I turned around, and I was like, hell no. I was like, hey, why you throw your shit in his trash can? They're going to dump it out. I was like, well, now he got to smell your dog shit. Why can't you just, you had it in the bag, take it back to your house? It's not that serious. I was like, no, it's that serious. So he kind of like stuck.
You probably out there in a tank top too, right?
Oh, yeah. A tank top.
You talk about me. You scary too. You talking about me being scared. You scary.
I'm all but 5'7".
Yeah.
5'8".
Nah, across the street, you look 6'8".
The
bald head,
the driveway was high. And I was like,
Goose standing all wide.
Damn it. And I had the little,
look,
the stick in my
exactly.
head.
Hey. Great. Chase his man down the street and beat him and his dog.
He was, I was this close to saying, hey, man, go get your out that trash.
Scary
can.
Ass dude.
But anyway, that happened. And I swear it's probably him. He probably was like, you know what? I'm going to put my shit in his trash can.
He ain't going to chance it. Trust me. He did. He is not going to chance it. I feel you, though. But
I hate that. And you smell it, and then maggots come, and it's a whole nother situation. So,
Because yours with that gate. My gate's easy to open, but I imagine yours with that gate is probably too difficult to bring them in and out.
Yeah, and I leave them out.
Yeah.
I leave them out. So
my other house, I did that because it was too troublesome to bring it through the gate. I'm like, man, I'm just putting them over here on the side. I'm not pulling them through that gate every time.
And then with the heat of California. Yeah, everything man. In that trash can.
Yeah, it's gonna amplified. It's gonna bake.
Woo!
It's gonna start baking like crazy.
Yeah, trash can.
But yeah, so the trash cans. This a number on the side.
Okay,
and it's the number that you call, which is from the city, and you also have the number. I think it's a little code you have to give them that's also on the trash can. So you just call that number during like business hours. And the next trash day or the day after the trash day, they'll tell you leave it out, and they'll come take that one and give you a new one.
Oh,
I've had
place.
To order. You want to know how they get broke?
What?
So out here in California, they don't have the trash man no more.
Oh.
There's an arm on the side of this dump truck, on the side of the trash truck, that reaches out, grabs the dumpster, throws it over the dang truck, shakes it, and then slams it back down on the ground, and he pulls off. My trash can right now is split up the side, and a big hole is in the side of it. And I'm like, that's like the second or third one I've had since I've been in this house, which we moved in that house in 2021.
We've been having AI around us the whole time.
It's a massive mechanical arm that's on a track, and it basically has two claws on it. It reaches out, grabs a trash can, and it goes up and dumps. It literally like, cack, cack, cack. Boom, he slams it back down. They throw it back to the curb. Most of the time, my trash can's on this side. That's how I know that the trash is because the arm just throws it.
Yeah.
He goes on to the next house.
Marcus, help.
But no, it's an easy process. It don't cost nothing. They'll swap it out. But they definitely one time.
That's what I had happened to Josh.
Him. What?
Josh thought his trash can was stolen.
That's what I was about to say happened to me last year.
They dumped the trash can in the truck. Mind the arm let it go.
They didn't even dump it. It's a big ass spider just ran behind you. I'm sorry. I wasn't gonna say nothing, but he messed around, crawl up over your chair.
Hold on.
Nah.
Where you at, man?
He wasn't that big. He was about that big.
Behind the bar. I thought,
man, I'm about to flip out.
Oh,
I think I see him.
You see him?
Yeah.
He ain't that big. He trying to run. He's scared. So anyway, he grabbed my trash. I had to go to the my security footage and find out what happened to my trash can because I'm thinking somebody took it.
The
arm goes up. He grabs the trash can, goes up, dumps it, and didn't even bring it back down. He just drove off. They didn't even bother putting it back. So the city stole my trash can, so I had to call the city, let them know what happened. Like, hey, the truck took my... Man, set your ass down.
I got him, no.
Worried about that spider. We got full live production going on here, man.
AI spider.
They ain't got no poison in them.
They done created this spider to give us some type of disease, man.
I be damned. We're going to get to that later on. But anyway, I'm going to get something off my chest real quick.
And the Spider-Man.
Goose went to town on that spider in that corner.
You got to go hard.
Thought Goose found that spider in his house.
Is he on it?
Yeah, you're going to be looking around the rest of the show.
Because you miss them that first go. They gone.
Hey, I had on some Vapor Max, some 270s. We was filming one day. We was in here filming. The spider ran across. And you know when Vapor Max got very little is touching the ground.
Yeah.
I go to step and I keep stepping. I ain't just like, how are you missing it? I said, because it's the shoes.
I just kicked the hell out that wall.
Yeah, you did. We got to replace all that back. Just get something else to cover it.
Yeah. We good.
Who was I saying?
You got to
get something off my chest. Men. Fellas, talking to y'all right now. You need to be more transparent and open up more. So I call some of my people, right? My close friend of ours, our homegirl, she had a hysterectomy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a scheduled thing, procedure that they wanted to do. They went on and done it. You know, it's a major surgery.
Oh, yeah.
It's major. And so I called to check on her, like, hey, how's everything going? She was like, I'm good. She was like, you know, I got in trouble a couple times by her husband, my boy.
Mm.
Like, you know, he said, I've been doing too much. Because she already, this was, 4 weeks ago? She done went back to work, you know, going into the office every now and then. So I was like, yeah, you need to sit down. But one thing she told me, she was like, make sure you call and check on him. Check in on him.
Mm.
You know, she's like, I'm more concerned about him because he's literally been waiting on me hand and foot, taking care of the kids, doing pickup and drop off. He still went back to work. He's coming home during his lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Checking out her, and I was just like, all right, I'm gonna definitely check in on him. But he can easily, if he needs to get away, relax. Granted, we're not in the same state, but I'm like, he's doing what all of us men do. Mm. We be going through something, we hold stuff in, we don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Look, that stuff builds up and it ain't good for you. It ain't good to hold it in. Ain't nobody in their head more than me. Mm. Angel always, what you over thinking about? Nothing. I'm thinking about every goddamn thing. I can't always pinpoint it, but what I did start doing is just trying to say how I feel in the moment and what I'm thinking about, mm-hmm. and it's helped a lot. Mm. Fellas, speak up. You know what I'm saying?
I tell Mel what's happening. I be telling her, hey, this is how I'm feeling. And after I do that, I don't get the response I want to all the time.
Yeah.
But for myself, I'm like,
Yeah.
Woo, we good. Yeah. I feel a little better. But yes, holding it in, stress, that stuff builds up.
It builds up and it ain't good for you.
It's crazy, crazy what the body can, how the body copes with it. And then you'll be all stressed out and having a heart attack because you ain't just expressed, something.
That type of stuff builds up and turns into other things, too. Turns into cancer. It turns into a lot of stuff. High blood pressure, bunch of stuff. The surgery is major. I think she said she didn't realize how major the surgery was going to be because mm-hmm. she did what a lot of us do. She started feeling a little better, started doing a little more. Mm. And that's when it was like, no, you need to set your ass down. Look, I hurt my bicep back in March, and I've re-hurt it twice since then because I was feeling fine and just went right back to doing what I was supposed to be doing. Now it's back feeling like it's probably like 90%. Guess what? I'm not going to do nothing with this damn. I'm still working out, but I'm avoiding isolated motions with this bicep.
We aren't young anymore.
No.
It's your body ain't what it used to be. I go through this all the time. I be hurting myself,
man,
all the time. Because I be thinking I can do what I used to do. And I ain't even going to say that. I hate saying that. I can do whatever I want to do.
You can.
I'm going to get hurt.
You can do whatever you want to do. You're going to get hurt. Nah, we recently, it ain't even up yet. We recently did a challenge and we recorded one and I ended up, I somewhat sprinted down the street.
You and Angel?
Yeah, but it was just me.
Oh, okay.
And after I did it and stopped, I was so mad at myself. I was like, I ain't ran in 6 months.
Yeah,
I maybe have jogged to get somewhere real quick. Mm. I ain't ran. I ain't stretched. I haven't warmed up. Why would I take off into a full sprint right now? And I was so mad at myself because I'm like, you know the situation Kevin Hart is in?
He ripped his abdominal wall.
I did something similar to that like a few years ago.
Woo!
Coaching track, trying to run with these fast-ass kids, trying to prove something.
It's crazy.
Started feeling myself because I beat all of them the first two times. Do it one more time. All right. That third one, injury. I'm talking about 6 months, 8 months probably before I was 100% again.
So what you think? People just need to stay moving?
You got to stay moving. You got to look, body in motion stays in motion.
Cause
if you want it in motion, if it ain't been in motion, you got to ease into that motion.
Yeah, they say 80 or 90% of people after the age of 40 won't ever sprint again.
I think I sprint for the last time a couple weeks ago. I will never.
That is crazy.
I will jog.
Can you imagine?
Sprint, you know how much it takes to sprint, though.
But that's thinking about my dad telling me what he told me when I was young. And I'm like, man, there ain't no in the world I'd ever stop working out or ever stop pushing myself to the limit. And now I'm at where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Thinking like, why am I about to run up the street?
Yeah.
Hell no. And 90% of us don't even do that. That's why these fitness gurus be getting all this money because, bruh.
Yeah, they never stop.
Yeah. We ain't about to.
I wanted to start running again, like jogging, just because I still do jog every now and then when I'm working out. I get on the treadmill. I'd rather do it outside, but I go back and forth between knee issues and then I get shin splints depending on where I'm running. I'd rather run outside though, but I did say I wanted to start doing that or even stairs. I can always do stairs. if I can find some stairs somewhere or even running uphill. But full out sprint, you think about it, if you pick a hill and just jog up, like them hills coming to my house. Mm-hmm. It's hard to walk them hills, let alone jog it.
That's all
I need.
Yeah.
You think about it, a sprint, I think about what it used to take to sprint when I could sprint. That's a lot.
I haven't tried. I'm getting back into a workout regimen, and I have to include some sprinting, but it's only like twice a week. But I don't see myself pushing it 100%.
Absolutely not. Anyway, speak up, like I was saying, fellas.
Yeah, we get on that, but yeah. Speak up, dudes. I'm the same way. I don't say much because I feel like once I do say something, it leaves me in this vulnerable position. Mm-hmm. But when I do speak up, I feel a little better. I need to do better at it though.
Yeah, I realized the lack of vulnerability that I be showing, so I started trying to show more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a comfortable position to be in.
Hell no, it ain't.
Especially for men. And it shouldn't be an uncomfortable position to be in, specifically with your significant other. It should not be an uncomfortable position. But for us, because we don't be exposing that a lot, when you do expose it, it's like an open wound.
And you know what? What comes from that, I see why women have these they be emotionally frustrated with men, because if I don't get the response that I want from my wife after I open up, mm-hmm. I'm like, dang, you see, she ain't even care uh-huh. about what I said. But women go through that all the time.
Because
we don't respond properly.
And now you know.
Yeah, and that's why they be,
y'all hear that?
They be on what they be on. So, yeah.
Good therapy session. Moving on. We doing good.
Moving on.
We got some topics we going to go through real quick.
Y'all, they showed us in Mexico City. I want to say Mexico City. A little bitty UFO corpse.
Oh, you talking about that?
This little UFO. Y'all look it up now. It's in Mexico during a – hold on. I got to find a page. All right. In Mexico City, the remains allegedly of a non-human being, okay? This little corpse is like in a shoebox. And it looks, to me, it looks like some type of clay sculpture that you'll make. You know how they be pressing that machine? And they mold it.
The little spin wheel from Ghost. Like,
yeah. This is exactly what this thing looked like. And it looks like it was looking up about to kiss his mama or daddy goodnight.
His lips and nose all puckered like out.
And then his head, obviously, you know his head going to be
alien. That's what I was about to talk about. Go ahead.
But literally, this little bitty alien is probably from my elbow to my hand. That's how big it is.
Size of a good bass.
Yeah.
Big mouth bass if you fish.
Yeah. So they show this. It's on the internet. You can look it up. What is it? San Lazaro Legislative Palace, Mexico City. I'm not sure why they got together. They might have got together to show this corpse.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. It's what's crazy to me is, man, all this technology, you show this corpse mm-hmm. in this shoebox. Not like, once you see the video, you understand. And the picture they show you right. of it. It's like, y'all can't do better than what is this?
Y'all can't make up something better than this. You had all this time for this clay. You know how long it take clay to dry out? Just add some more water. Keep sculpting until you come up.
Show us something this little simple. Man, they playing us so hard. The eyes look like a piece of clay, and they took a toothpick mm-hmm. and they mushed it in and slid it like this. Like, that's one eye. That's two eyes. Where the nose is? Like, what we going to do with the nose?
Like something you make in arts and crafts.
Yeah, they grabbed the nose and was like, yeah, there we go. That's a nose. It this is
it's my problem with stuff like that. And I don't know if we was talking about it on here or TBTB. I can't remember. I be geeking out when it comes to stuff like this. The problem with stuff like this is people cannot escape the human imagination. They can't escape what they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Because every time you hear about an alien, something from another planet, it always has humanoid features.
Yep.
Because that's the only thing they've seen, the only thing they're used to. It always has two eyes, always has nostrils, it always has a mouth, always has ears. Look, the only reason our ears are shaped the way they are is because we hear at a certain frequency. The only reason our eyes are shaped the way they are is because we can only see certain things. Our mouth, because of what we eat. You look at the dogs, cats, and humans, three different types of mouths, three different types of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
When I see stuff like you have tech, one of the most intelligent things on this planet is an octopus.
Oh, yeah. The things are
scary intelligent. Mm-hmm. There was a video I was watching. This dude has, a piece of shrimp, something that the octopus eats. He put it in a jar, put it in the water. It was already in the jar. He puts the shrimp in the jar with the octopus. In the tank with the octopus. Octopus couldn't figure it out. He got all around the jar, couldn't figure it out. The man takes the jar out, unscrews the top, reaches in, grabs the shrimp. He does this in front of the octopus, puts it back into the jar, screws the top on, puts the jar back into the tank. When I tell you, this octopus reached around with his tentacles and unscrewed that top and reached in there and got that goddamn shrimp.
I'm not playing with the water.
That octopus is on the same planet as we are.
Yeah.
It don't look nothing like us.
Yep.
Don't nothing in the ocean. There's one fish that got human-like features, if you look at it right. But don't nothing in the ocean look like we look.
Yeah.
Because of the type of oxygen that's down there versus what's up here. Because of the lack of light. They eyes look a certain way. So why would something from a different planet look anything like us?
That's true.
Anything like us. But that's what they always go back to. Even the things from Independence Day. They was walking on multiple legs, but they were still walking on legs. They still had two eyes. And that's every time I see something like this, any type of alien, this alien, that alien. Oh, yeah, I was talking about this because I was talking about they always talk about how they see lights on the spaceships.
Oh, yeah,
the only reason we have lights is for aviation.
Yeah.
The aviation, you got to be able to communicate and see if you sneaking. Don't no stealth bomber have lights that they keep on.
Yeah,
that's true. Because it's stealth. They don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
That's my take on the whole alien thing. It's going to take a lot to convince me. I'm going to have to see that back. Even if I see it crash, let me autopsy your ass. Make sure you alien.
look, cause that's what's coming. That's there, man. Some type of hologram type of crash. It's going to be some type of video type of something that's going to be like, they're here type.
Yeah.
No. Look,
there's gonna be some dudes walk out with long arms. Why they look? It's gonna be me in the back. Why they look like us though?
But it's gonna be so quick. It's gonna be so quick, and people are gonna be like, "See,
this flying saucer. Why is everything a disc shape?" This shit came out back in the 30s or something.
Also, they had these images of like objects flying so fast through the air.
Right,
man. There are drones. These little racing drones.
Yeah.
That can, keep up with jets.
You seen the 3D things that they be making? Like, they did it one for, I think, the Chinese New Year. It was like thousands of little drones that they programmed to look like a dragon flying through the sky. I was like, that is fire.
They're about to.
That's dope.
Whoever they are, they're preparing us.
All right, Lakeisha, we'll holler at you.
For some bull.
Yeah.
Oh, Lakeisha gone?
She got to get back to work.
Man, fuck. Get back to work,
make your money. What you talking about?
That's true. I'm with you. I need me a job for real. I'm about to start delivering things with UPS. That's
sure
wild.
Packing. We ain't talked about it yet.
Hey, but this UFO thing. Yes, it's crazy, and I think it's
when it do happen, ain't nobody gonna believe.
Because it's gonna be one video, yeah. One person gonna film it. Out of all the Ring doorbells we got, out of all the camera phones we have, out of all these CTC videos in the streets, I mean, don't y'all think the satellite that's sitting out in space that can track each cell phone would have done tracked some type of UFO or seen something. Or a UFO would have done got on the camera already, like the birds
be looking into the camera.
What is it?
They've been finding these balloons floating over from China. And y'all can't see no goddamn space shuttle coming in. You remember that? It was like three of them.
They shit
like it was a spy balloon.
Can you see how dumb they think we are, man? They floated balloons.
Yeah.
They say a balloon floated from China to over here.
No, they claim it was launched from Canada or something.
Undetected. Come on, man. And they didn't know how to shoot it down.
No, it was they didn't want to cause a political thing. But I'm like, if something's floating in your area, shoot it down. Anyway.
I know there's a drone that they have airplanes bigger than skyscrapers fueling other airplanes in the air mid-flight. Gasoline line goes out, connects to another airplane, and
refuels it.
You telling me you ain't got a drone that'll fly up to a slow-ass balloon and, like, films it and like, hey, what is this? Oh, it's nothing. Pow! Knock it down. Come on, man.
I gotta say, you can go to Hobby World and get you an airplane to do a drone.
That's what I'm
do
saying. Or tell everybody, hey, y'all get in y'all front yards with your pellet gun. Shoot some holes in this damn thing. Boy, them country white boys are going there.
Raining bullets for 2 weeks. Could you imagine? Because them bullets got to come down.
Woo! Somebody get told.
That'd be horrible.
It would be
anyway,
horrible.
Anyway, move on, Goose.
Man, small little alien.
It literally looked like the alien from Men in Black. You remember the one in the little capsule? It looked like a bad recreation of him.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, talking about the craziness that's on the internet and how people just come up with stories. And you don't come up with stories, and then it's in your playing field to figure the story out. Like, is it true or is it not true? Mm-hmm. You never know. So I'm scrolling the internet, and I see this story about Steve Nash, the basketball player, and his wife. I think it's his wife of 5 years. She gets pregnant. This is a while back. She gets pregnant, and the story says the baby comes out black.
Yeah, baby's mixed or whatever.
Black. They say straight up black. Steve Nash is white. His wife is white. They get a divorce after the baby's born. This is what the story is, and that the one of his players, teammates, impregnated his wife. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dang. And this is the story. This is what the story is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, y'all know I be getting caught up. So I had to do some research.
Hold on. It was also that wasn't that player. It was another player.
Yes. So it was Barbosa. They were saying it was Barbosa, mm-hmm. one of the players that played with him. But then Barbosa went and took a DNA test. This is what they saying happened, and it wasn't his baby. So then they figured out it was another teammate's.
Your light's still on.
Another teammate's baby. How they figured that out, I guess he took a DNA test too. Mm-hmm. But this is the story. You go look up this story, Steve Nash, and you go look up his son now. This boy is Caucasian, white, freckles on his face, looks like Nash's twin.
Mm-hmm.
Who said the boy was born black? Who comes up with this and then puts it out just to it out?
And there's like a full like 3-4 minute story.
It's all over the internet.
Somebody took the time out to make this video that is 100% false.
100% false. And it's up to us, to up to the public, to be like checking to see if it's true or not. Right. It's just like watching the news. And man, my parents will live and die by the news. You tell my parents an elephant and a giraffe had a baby and it became this creature and it's downtown tearing up stuff. If the news say that, that's what's happening.
Yeah, dead ass. You can't tell them nothing
different. You can't tell them nothing different. And I know the internet is the same way for people that have grown up on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they believe it out. And that's sad. Like people are just demented. Like people are so off. I don't know what they, other than views, like what do you get from coming up with, like the thing recently with Steve Harvey, his wife sleeping with the cook and the bodyguard and all of this. And I'm like, why would you say stuff like that? And at this point, it's like, as somebody that's in the spotlight, like a Steve Harvey or any other celebrity, if you don't respond, though, it must be true.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that would be my first inclination. I'm not about to respond to this. But then, okay, do you only respond to the stuff that's getting popularity? It's like, look, y'all, none of this. I think people should be held responsible for putting stuff at. Like, if you do stuff like that, defamation of character, you should be able to get sued.
Oh, of course.
Like this person that put that video out, track them down. That's a lawsuit. Celebrities should be able to hold that power, or they should be able to protect their likelihood from people like that.
Yeah.
If it's just a flat, like.
Because hearing stories like this for a young, mature, unmature mind, you start formulating your own theories about stuff. Mm-hmm. So now, dang, this basketball player making all these millions, his wife cheated on him with another. Man, that's crazy. Steve Harvey,
how
wife.
How it makes her look.
Yeah.
How bad it makes the wife look.
But then Steve Harvey got all this money. His wife cheating on him. Man, marriage, women. That's what a young mind would probably start formulating. But then on the top of that, like you say, how is this affecting the women as well? Yeah. So I have no problem with spreading the tea if you got the information. If it's true,
Gusev, let's talk about it. If it's true, give me the goodies.
Yeah. I want to hear it. I want to be all up in there, but not a straight up lie.
Yeah, that's the problem, is so many people are here for misery loves company.
That's true.
And that's why people are, ain't nobody spreading good news. Ain't nobody going around lying, talking about, hey, you know, so-and-so gave $14 million to charity all year.
Mm.
Ain't nobody did that.
Ain't nobody did that.
It's like that, but they're going to spread a good old something that has nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah, because I felt so much better when I met you and you was bald. And I was like, man, this is what's up.
What's that got to do?
If you had a hair full of head, full of hair.
I don't worry about that whole ass, I'd have boy.
Been, I was like, man, look at this.
What's that guy doing?
I'm just saying, I was in misery. I was mad because I was bald, man.
Kev bald?
For a long time, Kev wasn't. He was holding on. I'm like, man, how he holding?
But you should feel good in your baldness if he holding on, because I can tell Kev held on by a thread.
Oh, yeah, he did. He held on, though. His barber used to come to the house and shave it down. I'm like, oh, you bald, man. I don't know what you're doing. But at that time, when I'm out with y'all, you, me, Tony, Kev.
Show up with a, look, if I had hair and I known that, I'd have showed up with a brush, brushing my hair. You know them dudes when they got the Chris hairline, they wear the baseball cap far back so you can see.
That's what I used to do.
Me too.
You wear my hair like T.I.
Always, T.I. had.
You see that? Brandon Lewis. This man got a head full of hair. Be just doing whatever that little brush thing. He bring the razor and sharpen his line up. I'm like, oh, sucker.
That's
but
all right.
Misery loves company.
That's all right. We make it look good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, man. I don't know. People are drawn to it. You know, it's unfortunate. Like I said, the podcast or the vlog that me and Angel did years ago, the I Got Hired didn't get half the views that I Got Fired got.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was on a what?
when I post, we say I'm getting into divorce or something. What
yeah.
We?
Oh, I imagine. Oh, oh. That you talking about the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that probably close to 100,000 views.
Yeah. I agree. I'm with y'all. I want the drama.
Hold up. The episode that did the best so far.
What men want.
No, women's bodies and what men really think.
Oh, yeah.
And I know people was out here ready to just find out some nasty. Look, we love us a grown woman body. That's what y'all found out.
Yeah.
But you know people didn't go in for the right intentions. Anyway.
Hell no. They wanted us to
not all them people because they ain't been back.
Like, oh, they ain't got no teeth. We ain't got the teeth. That's what it is. I'm talking about I'm saying liars because I don't know if it's a lie or not. But this is another story that you have to investigate yourself to see if it's true or not, which is sad, but you got to do it. The young lady with the brick.
Yes, the brick lady. The young lady, she got, you know, physically assaulted with this brick. And then, you know, a lot of people were saying that it wasn't real. It was fake. She does this.
Yeah.
They were saying that she starts these, I don't know if it's GoFundMes or whatever, and gets money for people to support her. But there was a video that, and I didn't know what was real, what was not. But then I got a better understanding of it from a different vantage point from a young lady I follow, Lene. And she was, her take on it, it's, hold on, my bad, y'all. I was trying to go to her actual post. It's a lot, it's the video is kind of long. But anyway, she was just expressing how she had a situation that happened to her. I'm going to make it real quick. She had a situation, this is way back in high school. People were basically saying, so a dude basically started a rumor, said that she was doing certain things to people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Performing the orals, what have you, wasn't true. That ain't something that she did. That ain't something that she even has ever done or even knew how to do.
Yep.
So she hears this story. Of course, is she's heartbroken. She's crying. Where y'all hear this from? She went back to the dude that they said it. He was like, you know what? I'm sorry. He apologized profusely. He went back and was like, hey, y'all, I lied. Nah, that wasn't true. The people didn't even believe him now.
Yeah.
No, she definitely did it.
Yeah.
So now as a woman, the victim of this whole thing, she done got the person that lied about it to come out and say and let admit that he lied. Mm-hmm. And now the people that already wanted to hate her, the people that didn't even know her, have already come up with it don't matter what the truth is. They're going to believe what they want to believe and they're going to say what they want to say.
Yep.
So then she spun it around to this whole thing. This lady, she said she got hit with the brick. You know, they said it came out, said, oh, it was allergic reaction. It was this, it was that. And then she said, if you pay attention in the video, she points to the people behind her and was like, why didn't y'all do anything? And they responded, well, what you want us to do?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't our problem. What you want us to do? They left. Them people in the video seen it happen. Their response, you can tell that they witnessed it. But then you still have people saying, oh, regardless of her past and what she's done, she's done this stuff before. Mm-hmm. But this particular time, she's actually telling the truth. And this is a difficult situation for her to be in because it's like, I got witnesses that saw this happen. And now people still don't want to believe it. So it's like a double-edged sword of, and then she goes in further. This is Lene going in further into this. It's like, this is why a lot of women don't come out about being, you know, sexually assaulted. They don't come out about being harassed. They don't come out all of these things because it's like they fear of being called a liar. People ain't going to believe them. People think they out to get something.
Yeah, people going to pour more salt on the wound.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And like you said, you got to do your research when you see stuff like this because initially, you saw the episode. We were furious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you hear the thing of it ain't real because I've lived through things like, you know, people putting stuff up and then lying about it. I keep messing his name up because of Dave Chappelle. Juicy Smollett. That's what he kept calling him. Jesse Smollett or whatever.
I don't even know how to say his name.
So he flat out lied. Yeah. But this man was damn near causing race war in the country.
He went, you know what I'm saying? So far.
Way so too. that night I said it when that all came out. I said, y'all, he's lying.
Yeah.
And I said exactly why. I said, he got this little, first of all, somebody pour Clorox in your eyes. Your eyes ain't going to be like, look like that. They're going to look like these little bars. They're going to be bloodshot. And this little Hollywood scar he got under his eye. And then I was like, who the hell carries rope?
A noose.
It was a whole thing, but the people that I was talking to actually know this dude. And they were like, no, he ain't got no reason to lie. I said, he got a reason to do something, because it ain't, this is a lie. And then weeks and weeks later. But anyway, so that hearing Lene talk about that gave me a completely different vantage point on other things that be happening in the world and in life. Like this lady's video, like, I don't know if I sent it to you or you sent it to me about that the white lady saying that lies and she does this. Yeah. Even then, I wasn't 100% sure. I was like, well, God dang, what really happened? But you could have somebody that could, if it was the whole thing real, right? You have one person that say it ain't.
Yeah.
People going to go with them because people ain't going to want to believe them anyway.
Yeah. And they, you know, you just want the drama and that's what I'm saying. You have to prepare yourself going forward now, because every story is a story until you literally find out the facts for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because what this I forgot the white lady's name that I sent you, but she pulled up the GoFundMe accounts. She also pulled up pictures of her in the past where the same side of her face swelled up from allergic reaction or whatever. So you're like, hold up, where's the attacker? Who saw the attack? From how they explain it, the men on the side were confused. They were like, what you want us? That, see, the way you're saying it, and then the way I heard it was they were like, dang, what happened? What you want us to do about it? They didn't see anything. So now you got two conflicting situations. The internet is going to implode and F everybody up because you ain't going to know what to believe. You ain't gonna know what to believe, and then it's gonna make it hard to the young lady's point, for especially women to come out and say this really happened. And if they don't have hardcore evidence, video, hold on, you're gonna need video, audio,
right?
DNA. Nah, you could have made that video. Oh, you could have voiced over that. No. Like, he stabbed me in my arm. I have a hole right here.
Right.
Oh, that's some makeup. Like, you can't, be proved.
It's the most recent thing, not the most recent, but the whole Meg Thee Stallion, an old boy getting charged.
Yes, Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez. People mad at Meg. This man broke the law.
Yeah.
She didn't press charges.
Yeah.
The state did.
Yeah.
They said there was a firearm involved. It belongs to you. It was discharged in public. And someone got hit.
Yeah.
It don't matter the person that got hit. It don't matter what happened. The state still got their own stuff they're going to do. People blaming Meg for that.
Yeah.
That's on him.
And
she ain't got nothing to do with it. But she's still the villain here. How did that happen?
People don't
be wanting to listen to me. Look, y'all know I'm an enthusiast of firearms, and I be knowing the laws. I have to. I got to know them. And when I said it back then, I said the gun was fired and it belonged to somebody. Ain't no way nobody's getting charged with nothing.
Yep.
That is not going to happen. That's not possible. If the law in California, if the law know about it, somebody going to pay something.
And that's why when the police pull you over and they say, who gun is this? And if nobody claims it, all y'all getting locked up.
Hey,
period. Somebody
let
them
run
charged.
That serial number and find out that it is does belong there. You done broke more laws. You done lied to a police officer.
Yeah.
You done failed to present the weapon that he asked for. Anyway,
it's a real sticky place, because now you can't. For somebody like myself, I have to slow all the way down, because when I hear stuff, I'm like, what? Oh, hell no. Now it's more like, okay, this happened. When it happened? All right, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, like.
I have to go do some research.
Yeah, like Portia Renee said, people got to stop giving to the GoFundMe campaigns before the person's vetted, before you actually know what happened and this is a legit thing.
Yeah. And come on now. Like,
now it's a
this
shame.
This GoFundMe situation, too, yeah, though.
It's a shame that people take advantage of a platform like that.
It is, but somebody legitimate could come to you and say, hey, this is my portfolio. I flipped 50 houses. I've made this amount of money. This is what I do. I'm a professional teacher, real estate agent. I do this. Come let me mentor you for this amount of money. Somebody can come over here. Hey, they just broke in my house. They took this. They took that. Blase, blase. You don't know this person from a can of paint or what's happening. But hey, I got a GoFundMe. Hit me up. And y'all, people shoot $30,000 to this person that just comes up. What?
Yeah. It kind of shows.
This is my downfall, too. I'm not grimy enough to do that. But I might just go ahead and open me a GoFundMe.
You ain't going to do that. Anyway, it does show the humanity in people, though. Think about it. As toxic as everything is, toxic mm-hmm. people are. People want the tea. They always, you know, misery loves company. The reason people get money at these GoFundMes is because people are willing to help. There's enough good people out there. That's the only reason they can raise all this money.
That's true.
Is because people see that and they want to help. It's like, dang, what could I do to help this situation? Let me give them some money.
And it's
so
easy.
There is light at the end of the tunnel, y'all.
It's easy too. It's convenient.
Oh, it's very convenient.
Yeah, because
I've had friends that started GoFundMes for, you know, people going through things in their family, got to pay medical bills. I'm like, bet.
Yeah.
Give you that money.
You ain't about to research all that either.
Yo, so if it's somebody I know,
yeah.
Then I know. It's you know what I'm saying? All anyway, right. let's move on.
I'm talking a little bit outside my neck. Yeah, I don't do research either. If police shoot and kill somebody, I'm funding this situation.
The person,
whatever, yeah. They family, blase, blase. Anyway, do your research because people like just be telling.
Hurry up, man. We got 12 minutes.
Telling stories and stuff. Also, here's a crazy.
Can you imagine Goose is like a professor?
Here's a crazy.
Like, oh, yeah. So.
Hey. I was like, Mr. Tanksley, please exit. Get out the class.
You're talking always tripping.
And don't hit your head on the ceiling on your way out.
Yeah, don't you trip over the threshold. Whole ass teacher. I'm gonna flip a desk over on my way.
Look, okay, you said move on. You won't tell
Hurry
jokes.
Up.
All right, look. Another story in Mississippi. This FedEx driver pulls up to a house and delivers his packages, and a dad and a son come outside and chase him in his truck. His truck is a Penske's truck, but FedEx allows you to do that when they don't have enough FedEx trucks. And they shoot at this man 5 to 6 times. They chase him down, put holes in his truck, threw packages and everything. They get locked up and then get released the next day on bond. From my knowledge, this was attempted murder. Two white men in Mississippi chased a black man down. So this is a hate crime to me. Now, you might think that's the crazy part, but this is the craziest part. FedEx then fires the driver because he hasn't come back off of workman's compensation.
Yeah.
Is it workman's comp?
Yeah, workman's comp.
Because he was almost killed
medical
on the job.
Or whatever you
Within
want to
a year, they're telling him he needs to be back. He was like, physically, mentally, I'm not ready to come back. And they fired this man because of that. Now, I don't know if firing him means they don't pay them anymore. I don't know how that workman comps work. But how are you going to tell a man that almost died on the job? And you know, when you get workman comp, it's not your full pay.
Nah. Here's the thing, man. I don't know. Look, he need to lawyer up. Like, this man got chased and shot. The people was out the next day. It's in Mississippi. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. FedEx, they need to better handle that.
Who is in charge of this?
FedEx themselves need to be pressing charges on these fools. Again, hate crime. It ain't gonna be no hate crime. They ain't gonna charge you that. But let it be. Let him be of another group, a minority, a different minority group. It would be a hate crime. That's what be pissing me off. But I haven't been into that. But the problem is, FedEx need to step up. I wouldn't want to go back to work either.
I would.
You know, we're dropping our package. These two crazy ass white men ran out shooting at you.
I wouldn't ever go back to work, because I would be distraught. I used to work in Atlanta for the gas company. I hate AGL, and I hope y'all see this.
What's the name of them?
AGL, Atlanta Gas and Light.
Whole ass AGL.
Yeah, they did some more racist stuff to me too, and I ain't never, I ain't never speak out on that. But
talk about it, Goose.
You want, okay, look.
No, we're going to talk about it, but go ahead. We got two more stories we need to hit.
Okay, so Atlanta Gas Light, they have you go cut off people. I know, man, I need that. They have you cut off. They have you cut off people gas if it's 33 degrees outside.
Oh yeah, no, you did talk about it.
I did talk about this. Okay, well, they had me. They was trying to get me to cut off gas. Older senior citizens. They send the black guys into the hood, right, and then they send all the white boys into the urban areas where they don't get chased by dogs and almost get killed by the owners.
Yeah, they
and
send
stuff.
Them out to gated communities.
Yeah, but they send the black boys to the hood, to the grimy parts of Atlanta. So I'm going and I'm cutting off, attempting to cut off gas. I go to the door. Grandma come to the door. It's 34 degrees. And I'm like, man, it's freezing. Call my supervisor. Hey, it's freezing. Do I need to cut this gas off? Yep, it ain't below 33. And I'm like, okay, man, your boy was rogue. I got rogue. I wasn't cutting off shit. Nothing.
You said, hey, I'm going to turn your gas up so your things get hotter quicker. It's cold out here.
They also, look, this is a good thing too. People, if your gas meter is on the inside of your gate, put a lock on your gate. By law, the gas company cannot break that lock or jump your gate.
Compromise it or nothing.
But guess what AGL did? They got this team. I forgot what the team was called, but it'd be the team with them overzealous guys that want to get paid.
The goon squad.
They will jump these gates, and they'll send two or three at the time. So one or two will be on the backside of the gate distracting the dog while the other one jumps the gate and cuts off the gas.
Illegal
stuff. So I used to go to the houses and be like, hey, put a lock on that gate, and I'll see you later. Right? I was like, if you as the owner tell the gas guy, get off of my property, they have to leave. They can't just come onto your property. So I'll be like, so you want me to leave? Are you denying me access? The lady be like, yes. I'm like, all right then.
Mm-hmm.
On to the next. They were calling me in there. Mr. Goosby, at first you were cutting off 15 to 30 houses a day.
Yeah, because I was in the white neighborhood.
Yeah. When I was working with the white boy, and we were going to them urban little houses, and the gas meter's just sitting right, the owner's on the porch. Hey, yeah, we're going to pay the bill tomorrow, but go ahead, do your thing. All right. Clip. Cool.
Yeah.
Nah, you go to the hood and it's folk outside. Bruh, get off my. Man, I done almost got my ass beat, shot. Two dogs done let the dog spray. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah.
I had to use that, man. Hey, I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I hate the gas company.
Yeah, how we get on this?
What I don't know.
Subject?
We were talking about some racist stuff.
Oh, the FedEx dude.
Yeah, the FedEx dude. Me going through that drama. Guns being pulled out on me. I should have been on workman's comp the entire time. This shit is true. Man, going up to somebody's house, they washing dishes, right? You don't see them at first because the blinds are closed.
Right.
The gas meter's right there. You cutting off their gas. Clip, you look up. They in the window like, and you out in the woods. In the hood, man, in the city of Atlanta.
Both y'all scream.
And all they do is, as soon as they see you, They open the door, let the pit out. Now you out there like, spraying stuff. Hey, why you, I didn't cut off the gas. The dog right there. Yeah. And then the supervisor, hey, well, I'm going to come out there with you and see what's happening. All right, we're going to see what happens. Whatever.
You go on up to Ray Ray. I know Ray Ray. Go on up to his house and cut the gas out.
But anyway, I got that job because I had heating and air experience. They knew I had heating and air experience. So I was supposed to be a turn-on tech, not a turn-off tech. Mm-hmm. I get to be a turn-on tech. I mean, a turn-off tech. And they were like, you're only going to be here for a certain period of time. Cool, because I already know how to turn on everything.
This is temporary.
This is temporary. All right. So then I team up with this white guy from Conyers. He says, hey, man, they just knocked somebody. I just talked to the supervisor. They knocked somebody off the list. I'm going to turn on tech school next week. They just took somebody off the list and put me on the list. I'm like, okay, I've been there few months before him, so he goes to the back of the line. Come to find out, it's me they knocked off the list, and the guy that was telling me didn't know it was me that they cut. So I'm like, oh, so I know exactly what's happening here. So I go to the head guy. I ain't gonna say his first name, Mike, though, right? And I'm like, hey, such and such just told me this story. I know what's happening. I need to be put back on that list because I'm not cutting these people off. That's I don't feel comfortable doing it. It's anxiety going up on people's property and they don't want you there. Right. So he's like, all right, next day I go, they move me to the excavation guys, the guys that dig down to I ended up liking that a little bit because I don't have to deal with no homeowner trying to shoot me or whatever. But eventually they moved me back to cut off. And once they did that and straight sent that dude to cut on, and they get paid more, and it's more relaxing because people are happy to see
you. Yeah, you there? Come,
yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Come on
that's
in.
That's when it went haywire for you, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't cutting off nothing. I'm talking about I might have had 50 orders. I just swipe, next. If it wasn't an abandoned house, I was not going up to it.
Yeah, no, I done had to deal. Look, this is on the same vein as, you know, what they doing to this young man, FedEx, because I done dealt with some racist stuff working for electrical companies and stuff. They don't be doing this right.
Mm-mm.
I got a few stories. They don't be doing this right. But, nah, he need to lawyer up. Yeah, we know if it was Amazon, for some reason, they always deliver. we done seen the evidence of that. But, yeah, it's not right. They don't know. Like, let's say if he hurt his back or hurt his leg or hurt his neck, they say, you know what, he can have off as much time as he need to heal.
Yep.
You don't know what that does to your brain.
Yeah.
When you've been chased like that, somebody tried to kill you. If he still need time to heal, he need time to heal. He need to end up suing, getting some money out of him.
I'll sue him, too.
Moving on.
This video you sent me of this group of people fighting the police.
So there's
literally fighting the police.
Literally, there's this video. It's a group of Wahites.
Mm-hmm.
There's two or three women. The cops are trying to. It looks like they're trying to. You can't see the other person. It looks like they're trying to handcuff somebody. There's a woman that keeps coming up. The cops are like pushing them back. They start pushing the cops. The women do. One lady tries to kick one of the cops in the nuts. He pushes her real hard. Another woman comes and pushes him in the back, pushes her back. The lady that kicked the cop in the nuts, he hauls off and punches her in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cold clocks her.
Yep.
So then the boyfriend or husband or whoever he is, he starts going off. Now it's a full out brawl.
They fight. The police fighting these people.
The police are fighting these people. Women are dropping left and right. Sorry. These women is getting knocked out. Next thing you know, it's like 2-3 of them like just laying on the ground unconscious, getting knocked out by these cops. Look, as much as I don't condone hitting no goddamn woman, black people are killed for a whole lot less out here in these streets by these cops. The fact that they were able to go up multiple times and push and put their hands on a police officer.
Man.
What, no guns drawn? They didn't pull nothing but handcuffs. The men jumped in. They all fighting.
They are brawling. Fist
fighting, like full out brawl. It was even number. It looked like Montgomery brawl all over again. But these were actual police officers fighting with these people.
They didn't pull out a taser, a baton.
They're like, her head hit the ground. Well, her fist hit that cop before her head hit the ground. They didn't. You're right. They didn't pull out no taser, baton, no pepper spray.
They didn't feel threatened at all.
No type of threat.
Nothing.
But they didn't feel threatened by a little boy playing on the playground. Come on.
That's what I'm getting out of this story. Is
yeah, she kicked him multiple times.
She went off. If you watch the video, the boyfriend, dad, whoever it is like straight up haymaking this officer. They fall to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's another officer there. If it was a black guy, that officer would have pulled his weapon and shot them boys easily. Matter of fact, it wouldn't even went that far. After that girl kicked the officer, it would have been
way before then.
Pop, pop.
When they were at the very, very beginning, you see them trying to do something to the person and they come up and push the cop.
Yeah.
It would have been over then.
Yeah.
It would have never happened.
Yeah.
The boyfriend's wrong because he's letting his girl flip out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was crazy.
She's wrong. She's wrong for flipping out, doing whatever she was doing. I don't know what the situation was before that. She went in to do whatever. He wasn't saying, hey, calm down. You can't get mad if she get knocked out or punched in the face by some dude if she's putting her hands on this dude.
Yeah.
Look, my mama always told me, or my daddy always told me, you don't never put your hands on a woman, ever. My mama told me, woman put her hands on you, you beat her ass like you don't know her. That was the difference, because my mama's like, this is my baby, and I know he ain't out here just doing nothing to nobody. And my daddy was like, hey, you know, you can't be putting your hands on no woman. What would you do if you was one of them cops?
If I was one of the cops?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have definitely tased everybody. I would have. Absolutely. Or if I had one of them
batons.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been a hate on all their kneecaps. Woo! I would have went crazy.
I'd have ran out of handcuffs. Just everybody getting handcuffs.
They had the right to after that.
Look,
a group of people jumping on you.
The fact that they was out there, and apparently none of the cops feared for their lives.
That's what I'm tripping on.
None of them feared for their lives, but they get away with that excuse every single time when it comes to black people. Black people handcuffed, running away from them.
And you shoot him.
Man, reaching for his ID. I fear for my life. But you let these white women smack you all up in the face.
Yep.
Let a boyfriend punch you all up in the face. And getting kicked in the face. Yep. Smacked in the head. Punched. No fear for your life.
It's what I'm saying. Folk think we stupid, man.
It's the audacity, first of all. That ain't nothing like audacity out here. Them people thinking they just gonna keep putting their hands on somebody, anybody. It ain't even gotta be cops. You keep punching and swinging and kicking at people. You think they ain't gonna respond accordingly?
That white lady did not hesitate. She kicked. She went up to that like he had no authority at all, and expected. I don't know what she expected, but she did it. Like, oh, you okay? Wow. And then another one came. It was just like that Montgomery fight.
They just started falling like, dropping like flies.
I don't know what they think is about to happen. You run up on somebody, hitting on somebody.
Yeah. Might say, oh, you shouldn't laugh. That woman got knocked out. Yeah, it's funny.
It is. And it's funny. You deserve it.
Not even just a cop, anybody. You don't put your hands on people.
Y'all don't understand that.
Unless you want your hands put on you.
It doesn't take much to knock a person out. A woman can knock a man out. And then, it has happened. And after that, I mean, you don't know what could happen to you while you're on the ground. Yeah. So you can't be, it's a girl throwing haymakers at me. Oh, back up. No, you got to, what the police say?
I don't even know what it said.
The threat. They had the...
disperse?
No.
You have the right to remain silent?
Not the... When they...
Stop resisting? I don't know, Goose. I done ran out.
They had to stop the threat. They had, it's something they say.
Oh, neutralize the threat.
Neutralize, had to neutralize the threat. That's what they say all the time, yeah. No matter what happened.
Uh-huh. Look, the woman can't, look, I think, I don't know if I almost got knocked out, but it was, I think this was in high school, and I knew both of them, the young lady and the dude, and they was like going at it. Mm. So I step in like trying to pull him away, and she turns and gets mad at me and smacks me hard.
Yeah.
I mean, so hard, I had to catch myself because, you know, your first reaction is swing back. Mm. But I just grabbed her by a shirt and I just held her like by the shirt because now I'm blinking trying to get myself together. Like, yeah. Am I getting dizzy? And then she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Sorry, and I was just like, back up, because yeah. I mean, it was way too close. Because I was like, now it's gonna look like I can't believe y'all ganged that girl, because they was already fighting, and I was grabbing him, like, yeah. Hey man, quit that. She said, back up and hit me, girl.
Women are strong. Women are strong.
I don't think of it because it was open hand. I don't recall ever being hit that hard ever by any dude. See?
Women are strong.
And I moved back and I grabbed her and I caught myself. Mm. Then I was like, get it together. Stay on your feet. Because I think she was thinking I was rearing back to hit her. And of course, for a split second, I was about to. But so for her to go in, you can't see them little kicks and little punches and pushes and stuff that they doing as non-threatening because they are.
Yeah.
Look, if them women was black, they would have been shot.
If you take anything from this, that's what I'm on.
They pull guns on crowds. They could be standing around watching. Draw the gun. Get back. Yep. Everybody get back.
Yeah. The police were surrounded by angry white folk, and they didn't do anything to harm anybody.
How you not threatened by a crowd of angry white people?
I'm telling you, they
know. Y'all know what y'all do to y'all to do to people.
Yeah. It's on purpose. You get afraid and you draw your weapon. It's just to me.
Hold up. Somebody said, Andy's coming. You know, a Toy Story. Oh. Everybody drops. That's how white girls are. Andy's coming.
She fell like this. Like, bow. And she stayed just like that. That's hilarious.
Bubblegum corn, you a fool.
The way she dropped, you thought I had a taser. Shout at low rest. Oh man! Peace.
All right, y'all. Yeah. You got anything else? We're
cops, gonna go through real quick. If you're a cop or you work for the authorities, man, have courtesy. Have that much patience with everybody, not just your white counterparts.
You gotta give
people a chance. Yeah, grace. Because I don't see us attacking when we have the total right to attack some cops.
Now, I've seen
from it. What y'all be doing to us.
Yeah, no, I've
seen. And
I've
we got, still hold our lip, the, hold the, our, hold everything back.
The few times I saw it, it was heartwarming.
Yeah,
because it was just like one person. I don't know if they were related to the person, but the cops was like doing them wrong. It was like, hey, no, step back up. So finally, one person ran in and pushed one of the cops and kept running.
That's exactly like,
hey,
I would
get back. And then after that, it just encouraged the rest of the crowd. And they like finally, but. Yeah, I don't know what the dude did wrong, but the way they were handling the dude was like, it didn't look like he was going to make it if they actually got him.
Also look this up. I don't know, like, police training or, like, what's the protocol on things.
Oh, they have rules, regulations, and protocols. Because, they just don't be following them.
Because you know how, with your children, how your children get you, I mean, angry, and you go to grab them, and you, like, whoa, I almost threw you out the window type situation. You never had that?
No, I ain't never had
that. I had that plenty of time. I had that last night. The baby had her little water bottle and just spilled it all down her food and was just,
And she'd look at you dead in your eyes.
Yeah, and I was like. But I had to restrain myself. Do you understand what I had to do? I understand. You don't understand what's happening. You made this mistake.
Kai don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
She like Lamar. He just don't care.
But I'm the authority, right? Hey, I don't have the right to, no matter what she did or what she got going on, I'm going to punish you. You're going to get punished. But I'm going to handle it this way. The cops go catch somebody for robbing a bank with a note. Hey, give me all the money. And they didn't hurt nobody. They didn't cause anything to happen. They catch the person and damn near kill the person. Like, mm-hmm. bro, it's not your money. He's a criminal. You're a cop. That's yeah. how it. This is what happens. Hey, man, locked up for the you, whatever. Yeah, but
meanwhile, they go shoot up a school. You take him to Burger King.
Oh, yes.
Anyway,
crazy. Internet dumb. Police, y'all dumb.
Seeing this knot on the top of your head. We're going to talk about that next week.
I'm going to GoFundMe. I got drunk and I hit my head.
Goose, from this angle, when he set up, you look like you got on a little top hat.
I hit my head apparently on something, man. But it's a knot right here. And look.
Yeah, you look like a little marbles on top of
it. Y'all know I don't have a job that provides me medical insurance. So depending on what this really is, I might need some assistance.
Man, that's a bruise. Ice it. Man, go on and let them know where they can find you.
Can y'all see it from the
back? I can see.
It's a knot. Literally, it's a knot on my head. On the cartoon knot. You can catch your boy on IG. GOOLZBY. Building with Goose on YouTube. Underreported.
God dang, we ain't talking about underreported. Yeah. We ain't talking about the we're gonna cover it next week.
Underreported. My wife's new podcast. You can listen to it on all streaming platforms, and you can listen to it on YouTube. Just search underreported.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ann on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ann on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And also with Angel, Mommy Confessions is coming back. That she's going to start scheduling that whole thing out with between Quinn and Denora. So stay tuned for that over on That Chick Angel TV. Excuse me. And if you're listening to this, you can watch it across you can watch it on YouTube on Tanksley TV.
Yep.
And if you're listening, you can watch this. What's next? If you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. God dang.
I'm gonna have to take that over. Go ahead.
Man, shut up. Anyway, fam, hopefully y'all enjoyed. Catch y'all next time. We got two things we didn't cover this week that we're gonna cover next week. That is, we're gonna talk about Underreported.
Tenfold.
If y'all ain't watching, y'all need to definitely watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about how Greg got that knot on his head.
Yeah.
And the little top hat. All right, fam.
I'll let you.